Crowing at the crack of dawn. This is the Wisconsin Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
There is a fall nip in the air now, isn't there? And it's a perfect time to take another look around your farm and make sure you're not wasting money with energy. It's time to visit with our friends from Focus on Energy. Remember, those are our public utilities all across the state of Wisconsin, trying to help you when it comes to evaluating the energy efficiency on your farming operation and your agribusiness. And in studio with us today, Jessica Milsna, formerly Jessica Anderson, who is now the new dairy energy specialist for Focus on Energy. So tell me, Jess, her and I have been talking before we started this conversation. Not a real big move for you, but it is a sign Focus on Energy continuing to add on staff to help Wisconsin's agriculture population.
Yeah, exactly. I went from being an energy advisor, so helping more directly with the customer side, and now I'm dealing more directly with what we call the trade allies, so dairy equipment dealers, electricians that do a lot of dairy work, that sort of thing. So it's been a great, pretty smooth transition.
I would imagine. Now, this is a time of year when we are maybe finishing off projects. Maybe we'll still get a little bit of something done, but it's a great time to do pre-planning on next year's projects. And Focus on Energy, again, still offering some very attractive rebates, a lot of help in coordinating some of these projects. Tell me what we're still focused in on in this home stretch.
Yeah, right now, like you said, we're closing out some projects and looking into next year. We do still have the variable speed drive bonus where they can get double their incentive on all of the ag VFD measures, and that can be combined with the multiple equipment bonus if it's an upgrade. The multiple equipment bonus is not available for new construction, but the variable speed drive is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what you have to remember, folks, is no matter what you're doing on the farm, a remodel, an upgrade, anything like that, and maybe possible new construction, you should always call the Focus on Energy advisors in advance. Make sure that they're there even when the blueprints are being drawn up, because you guys have the trained eye on where to look for those kind of energy savings and especially those bonuses, double bonuses.
Yes, not only do we have the two dairy energy specialists, but we also have 12 energy advisors located throughout the state to help those customers get in on those first planning meetings to make sure that we get as many incentives for the farmers as we can, because Lord knows that they need it right now.
Right. Boy, for sure. Now, talk to me a little bit more about the Focus on Energy staff. I'm so comfortable working with you and Terry Lauby, coach, we call him. You know, I get to see some of the same faces routinely when I'm out and about with Focus on Energy. You start talking about 12 different energy advisors. Tell us a little bit more about the staff that we may want to draw on, Jessica, when it comes to these projects or just getting something started.
Sure. We have maps available on our website with all the contact information. All of the advisors have been working with agriculture for a few years, most of them, at least a few years. So they're pretty well versed in the incentives and the equipment that incentives are available for. So they're great, great resources on the program and just anything that could be eligible. And we also have great customer service staff as well. If you do call that 800 number, they can help you walk you through the application process. And they're really swamped right now, which is great at the end of the year, getting those projects in and paid out.
Excellent. FocusOnEnergy.com is the website. And I always encourage you, whether you're working with an electrician, a builder, anybody in the trades, make sure you ask them early on, hey, are you a part of the Focus on Energy program? Do you know our Focus on Energy advisor? Many, many will. But for those that don't, it's as simple as turning them onto that website so that they can contact those energy advisors. And the thing you mentioned, Jess, the people that we work with in this program have eyes for agriculture. If I'm let's say I'm a small to medium-sized dairy that's struggling, or I'm new in dairying or any kind of agribusiness, having a critical eye walk in and say, hey, that's an old motor. It may be reliable right now, but do you know how much you can save if you upgrade? I mean, that's what you guys do. You walk through facilities and basically give suggestions on where you may be losing money today.
Absolutely. In our program, like I said, we have energy advisors throughout the state covering just a few counties so that we have the ability to get our boots on the ground, get out to those farms. And we're more than happy to come out to your farm free of charge and walk through your facility and make those recommendations on what you can improve. And some of those can even be low cost and no cost options as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know unless you ask. And that's why we're here, reminding you to ask. Jessica Milston, again, like we said, she's our brand new dairy energy specialist, but well-versed in the program. FocusOnEnergy.com, where you can start your investigation on what they can do to help you. Now, aside from the fact that Jessica and the staff are out, boots on the ground, trying to help farms be more energy efficient and save money, they're also very community-minded, and they recognize the next generation of what we hope will be Wisconsin farmers is already there. Tell us a little bit, Jessica, especially now that the weather's starting to change. If I'm a FFA alumni member, FFA chapter member, an advisor, a superintendent, somebody that's connected with FFA around Wisconsin, you guys got a great program to help those chapters raise money and get the Focus on Energy message out.
Yes, right now we have a fundraiser going on with all of the FFA chapters throughout the state, and they can sell engine block heater timers, which we provide. They can sell them for $20 each and keep 100% of the profits, and that's going through the end of October. So a great opportunity for them to get out, get in the community, and for us to reach out and kind of build that next generation of agriculture.
Yeah, and everybody knows our Wisconsin winters will deem a block heater necessary for a lot of folks. So again, if you are an FFA alumni member, chapter advisor, superintendent, anybody that's connected with your ag educator or your FFA program, think about those block heaters, but get going now because, like she said, October 31st is the deadline. And the person they want to contact in Focus on Energy for that specifically is who?
Melissa Rickert, she's our program design person. She is currently kind of heading that up. A great way to get a hold of her, you can just call the 800 number or contact your energy advisor if you're interested.
Okay, yeah, that's important to keep that in mind. So now, like I said, Jessica, things are going to start slowing down depending on how the weather treats us with some of these projects. What happens in the winter for the most part? Now that as our new dairy energy specialist, I imagine you'll be meeting with a lot of construction-related folks. Like you said, those trade industry allies that you might not have already met. Tell us a little bit more about what Focus on Energy concentrates on now as we go into winter.
Sure. I know there are a few projects. I know of a few robot projects that are still going into the winter, going to be carried into next year, especially with the wet weather we've had. They haven't been able to get the concrete poured as soon as they like. But that is also a great time, winter is, for planning projects as well. Maybe you're starting to kind of, if you are looking at a project, you're starting to meet with your equipment installers and technicians to see what your options are and get some bids. And we can help on any of those meetings and be a part of those.
Well, how are you liking trying to get your arms around robotic specs now? Are there energy savings we can find even with that latest edge technology?
Definitely. They still are eligible for a lot of the same incentives, the plate coolers, the variable speed vacuum pumps, those sort of things. And then a lot of times if people put up a new freestall to put their robots in, there's lighting and fans and waterers and all that sort of thing too. So a lot of opportunities even with the robotic.
It is amazing to think about how production agriculture depends on electricity every day, whether it's a dairy farm or an agribusiness. Remember, to start your search for your local Focus on Energy advisor, one simple way to do it is online, focusonenergy.com. And Jessica, what is the toll-free number I can call if I want to speak with a live-breathing person?
That would be 888-947-7828. 888-947-7828.
All right. Keep that number nearby in case you come up with a great idea on some new revolution you want to bring to the farm. Or maybe more importantly, you want to take a look at some of the equipment you're using today and find out if it could use an upgrade and just exactly what kind of rebates are out there. Jessica Milzna, our new dairy energy specialist, one of those standing by ready to help, as well as the energy advisors that dot the state. Start your search today and look at focusonenergy.com. This update with Jessica Milzna, our dairy energy specialist, brought to you courtesy of Focus on Energy. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.